Judy, are you still there?
I'm still here.
I thought I heard somebody else come on, but they didn't identify themselves.
Yeah.
Malka.
Good evening.
Good evening.
So we will begin.
Has joined.
Please join me in saying the Anna Bekoah. Anna Bekoah, Gedulat Shemincha, Ati, Berura. Aleph et Gimel, Yutat Tzadi. Gabel Rinat, Amcha Sagbeinu. Aharenu Nora Ufeshayan Sintet Nun Na Gibor Dorshe Hudcha Evavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kash Bar
Has joined.
Ratame Sitkacha Tamid Gamlem Betet Resh Tzaditav Gimel Chasim Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Nael Adata Et Kuf Bet Tet Nunayan Yachid Geer Lamcha Pene Zokre Kedushata Yud Gimelamet Pe Zayan Ku Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Talumot Shin Kufav Sadi Yuta. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohewahe, Adonai Yohewahe, El Rahum V'chanun, Erech Apayim, V'rav Chesed V'emet, Notzer Chesed La'alafim, Nosea on wafesha, the chata av in ake. We will now connect. To certainty, the energy of certainty, utilizing the tool that comes from Parasha Yitro that we are presently going to be studying. The verse we utilize is known as Pasuk 29 from Parasha Yitro from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. And we will start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud, Kud Shabarichu, Ishkinte, Bidhilu, Urchimu, Udhilu, Udhilu, Urchimu, Leakta, L'shem, Yudhe Bavate, Le Yichuda, Shalim, B'shem Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, Lasok Torah Mitzvah, Vayahino Amadunai Elohino Alena Maseya Denu Kurane Alena Maseya Denu Kuranehu. Rabbi Abba Amar Bika Matar Tane Nandukucha Parihu Komadi Aved Leela Witata Kolaihu Kishot Biovada Bishot Velait Lach Mila Bialma Divaye Barnash Ledach Yalea Mineya Ulan Haga Leya Kalana Dehakulu Ovada Bishot Inun Wikola Itsiri Bialma. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. We connect to this energy by studying a verse from the Tanakh. The verse is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wesamti makom le'ami li'Yisrael untati v'shakam. Taka willow yergaz, old willow yosivu. Bene avla la anoto, ka asher barishona. The energy of our current year, 5781, is the redemption. The redemption will manifest providing the children of Israel are prepared. One of the ways we prepare is by studying a verse from the Tanakh that has the same gematria as the year, 781. The verse we study is Isaiah chapter 66, verse 21. Wegam mehem eka lakohanim laleviim amar Adonai yohe wahe adanu yo yo ahe dawanu heyo. We will now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing the tool of saying each letter out loud in sequence with its root vowels. Wahe wayo layo sayo te ala me me he shi la la he aka aka he da he zayo ala da la awa he he ya yo zala me be he he re yo he ko me la awa ka la yo la wa wa pe he la. Nu lacha yo 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 me la he 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 wa nu ta he he a a yo re ta shi a he re yo yo a wa me la ta be wa shi re yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da a nu yo he a me re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ha wa wa la.
Has joined.
Ala reyo ashila meyo he wahe wa danu yo he he shi ame me nu nu a nu yo ta be be he pe wa yo nu me me yo yo la he re he me ta re wa me be yo he he anu wa me he yo. Da me be me nu ko ayo a he be wa be a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We will now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim, utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he anu a ka me da. Hey hey yo anu da la he wa he me ya yo ta la me re hey hey yo yo hey me me. La la wa wa ka pe yo la yo wa pe nu la nu me ha yo ke yo me nu he he wa nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he re la yo a wa me la yo be wa he re yo yo wa la he he ka a ko me nu da anu yo he wa me re he a yo ke za he shi he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he sa a la re yo a la me ta he wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me nu he a nu wa ta me la he pe a yo nu ko me yo re la he be he me ta re la he be yo a he a la wa me za yo la he be me kato a la a he he wa re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. I forgot to open up one page, so it'll take me a moment. Today is the 18th day of Shabbat, and the tzaddikim who left this day: Moshe of Kitov, Rabbi Yaakov Margulis, Rabbi Elimelech Benachem Mendel Landau of Strykov. And Rabbi Benjamin Benish Ben Rabbi Eliezer Yehuda Finkel. And it's in honor of the parasha that we will be reading this coming week, which is Yitro. Connect to the Esser Dibrot. Vaydaber Elohim et kol ha-devarim ha-eile le-mor. Anochi Adonai yo-he wa-he adanu yo-yo ah-he da-wanu he-yo. Elohecha asher hotzeiticha. Meretz Mitzrayim, mibeit avadim, lo yihye lecha. Elohim acherim, al panai lo ta'ase lecha. Esel kol temuna, asher b'shamayim, mima'al. Washer barets mitachad washer bamaim mitachad la arets lo tishtacha we lahem willow ta avdem ki anochi Adonai yo he wahe adanu yo yo wahe da wandu he yo. Elohecha Elkana, Boker Awon, Avod Albanim, Al Shileshim. We are Rebeim, Lishonai, We Osechesed, La alafim, la ohavai, u shomre mitzvotai, lo tisa et shem adonai, yo he wahe adanu, yo yo ahe da wanu he yo. Elohecha la shav kilo, yenake adonai, yo he wahe. Adanu yo, yo aheda wanu heyo. Et asher yisa et shemo, la shavzachor et yom hashabbat lakadsho. Sheshet yamim tavot, viasita komelachtecha. Weyom hashvi Shabbat la Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu yo Yohe da wanu heyo Elohecha lo ta'ase Kol melacha ata uvincha uvitecha avdecha V'yamadcha uvhemtecha v'gercha asher b'sharecha ki sheshet yamim asa Adonai yohe wahe adanu yo yohe da wanu heyo et hashamayim v'et haretz Et hayam v'et kol asher bam v'yanach v'yom hashvi'i al kein berach Adonai yo hewahe adanu yo yo ahe dawanu heyo et yom hashabbat v'yikad shehu kaberet Avicha v'et imecha leman ya'arikun yamecha al ha'adama asher Adonai yohe wahe adanu yo yohe dawanu heyo Elohecha noten la lo tirtzach Lo tina, lo tigno, lo ta'ane bereacha. Et shaker, lo tachmot, beit reecha. Lo tachmot, eshet reecha. We avdo, we amato, we shoro vachamoro, we kol asher. Please join me in saying by covering your eyes and leaning slightly to the left. Shema Israel. Uv lechtecha vaderech uv shachbecha uv kum Mecha. Ukshartam liot al diadecha. Wechayulit otafot bene necha. Ukhaltam. Al mezuzot betecha. Uvisharecha. And the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach. We say it in a whisper. Tonight's class is a Zohar class dealing with the Parsha of Yitro. You'll find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. In the first row, the right-hand column, the link sends you to a landing page of all the parashas, all the Zohar sections that we have made our comments on. And once you have that landing page opened up, please scroll down to Parasha Yitro. And when that landing page opens up, scroll to Section 8, which begins at verse 111. The first 12 sections of the Zohar on Parasha Yitro deals with face and hand reading. And we are still moving very slowly through that process year by year. Face and hand reading is a true science, but it's a science that's related to your intuition. Many of the verses I do not comment on, other than to say it's clear as written. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments. The reason I do that is because I will be developing a series of classes on face and hand reading. But face and hand reading in our generation is not designed for you to utilize it to judge other people. It was taught to Moshe from Yitro. And there is a process where you can take secular wisdom or even corrupt wisdom that's connected to the negative system and make it kosher wisdom. And Moshe did that. What was the purpose of doing that? Why did he need to learn face and hand reading? It's because Yitro recommended that he find men of goodwill, men who did not want, that ran away from sin, men who would not accept a bribe. But how can you know if someone would not accept a bribe? There's a story, it's a modern story. It happened in the 70s. A man bought a desk, a used desk in Israel, a rabbi, for 150 shekels. But it was too big to get into his house. So he had to disassemble the desk. And when he did so, he found a paper bag filled with cash. It turned out to be the equivalent of approximately $100,000. He knew where he bought the desk, so he knew who the money belonged to. That night, he was so upset he couldn't sleep, thinking he had this money that didn't belong to him in his house. And the very next morning, he called the person he bought the desk from and said, "I found something that belongs to you." And he returned this $100,000. How many people would do that? The man forgot that he'd even put the money there. Maybe he didn't even do it. It belonged to his family, his mother or his father. He didn't know it was there. The rabbi knew that he didn't know it was there. Because to get to it, it had to disassemble the desk. And he was the first one to do it because he could see the screws were still untouched. Who would do this in our society that is such a difficult society? There are very few honest people. How can you know if someone's honest? In my email today, I sent out a couple of quick notes about face and hand reading. But what we will study tonight is that much more. We will begin with a L'shem Yehud and then begin with Pasuk 111 of Section 8. L'shem Yehud kutshah barichu ishkinte bidkilu urchimu udkilu udkilu urchimu le'akda l'shem yudhe bavate v'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah la'asok Torah mitzvah. Vayhino amadunai Eloheinu aleinu maasei yadenu konenei aleinu maasei yadenu konenehu. Zara l'davidihu bechipuka itchazya v'diyukna v'yarye beka meita uvatar itchadar k'diyukna. Tishor terein shur yakin ukamin beyanpo tad mimina uechad mishmala ve'ilein inun atwan chad ikre dalet bechad ikre ayin wekola mid hapka mish arbene nasha. The translation: it is the opposite with the seed of David. The image of the lion is seen first, and afterwards it turns to the image of an ox. Two dark veins are visible in his face, one from the right and one from the left. And these are the letters. One was called Dalet and the other called Ayin. And in everything, it is the opposite from other men. My commentary: Ayin Dalet spells the word Ad, which translates as a witness. This verse is clear as written. Pasuk 112. Tiyora Ravia Adaihu Tiyora Devar Nashtekai Matadir Litakna Alraza de Milkad Min Hai Ihu Jesu Lehakime Libabadiukna Tinesher Ahu Rua Dilea Ihu Ruha Halosha Haila Achte Beanpin Atwan Devaltin Levardeha Itavidu Mineya ka'u zimna achara de mil kadmin de ista lat mineya v'al dala baltin be'ya. The translation. The fourth image is the form of a man, always standing, ready to amend a secret past and doing no more damage. This is seen by the wise of heart in the form of an eagle. His spirit is a spirit of weakness. He does not exhibit on his face letters that protrude outwardly, since these were lost and sunk in his early days. Since they left him, they are no longer protruding. This verse is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. An eagle has both left and right energies, and that is the meaning of eagle. Please remember the traditional translation of Nesher is eagle, yet there are some who point out that there never was an eagle living in ancient Israel during the temple and pre-temple times. They translate Nesher as a specific species of the vulture. This vulture is known to be extra careful in the nurturing of its children. Verse 113. V'raza dileya einola mehirin bin tzitzu kadihu bechedva uvzimna isaf par se'ar resheya v'dikneya begin deruheya v'anahir leya v'yatvan deishtaka Netzitzu dileya dahawa bekad meta lakaima beistakluta dianpin diistakla wirazad hai wishabach ani er hametim shechvar meitu min hachaim Asher Hemahaim Adenazara de David Sod Hashem Lirea Uvrito Lehodiam. The translation. This is the secret of him. His eyes do not sparkle with brightness, even when he is joyful. Nor at those times when he trims the hair on his head and his beard. This is because his spirit does not shine in those letters, and the sparks of light which he had at the beginning have now declined. It cannot be observed when one looks at his face, because there are no protruding letters, as was mentioned before. And this is the secret as it is written. So I praise the dead that are already dead, more than the living that are yet alive. However, pertaining to the seed of David, the counsel, the secret of Hashem is with them that fear him, and he will reveal to them his covenant. My commentary. If one considers the term seed of David as a level of consciousness, then one can realize from this verse that Hashem will provide the right information at the right time, at the right place, with the right kavanah. Verse 114. Beruha devar Translation. In the spirit of man, letters are impressed, as we have learned, which protrude through to the outside on the face. And this wisdom has been given to the wise to comprehend and to recognize. The spirit can be approached through the concealed significance of the phrase, "This is the sefer, this is the book." Everything is approached through this mystery except for facial features, which we judge by another method, according to the rule of the spirit or man of spirit. Happy are those wise ones who are privileged to be entrusted with this knowledge. Until this point is the secret of faces. This pasuk is a summary of the section. The end of the section, we have sufficient time to begin section 9, which are the secrets of the lips. Does anybody have any questions about the secret of the faces before we go on?
Anouk?
Yes.
Why does the face have to do with the four things, like the same thing that Ezekiel had seen, like the man's face, the lion, the ox, and why does the face pertain to those particular four things?
Because those four things represent the four different energies within a human being.
Okay.
You know how we always talk about the idea of four? We have Chesed, Tiferet, and Malchut.
Mm-hmm.
We have Keter, Chachma, and Bina, and Yesod, or Zeranpin. We always talk in terms of four. There's four elements. There's four metals. Why do we always talk in terms of four? Because the four represents the concept of the four letters of Hashem's name. And so each animal that's portrayed in Ezekiel's vision, which is a metaphor for creation, and the process of creation, he goes through three levels of negativity before he gets to the face of the man, which he has four faces. And all of this is relating metaphorically to the different personalities that human beings exhibit. That's just one of the 70 reasons, the 70 explanations.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for the question. We shall begin with the secret of the lips through verse 115. Mikanul hala, piraza de sif Van Beat Pi Pe De Kalil Biraza Diat Samet Bifan Brav Rivan Daihu Barnash Nalil Bilishana Bisha Vila Aksif Vila Dahil Mare de Mat Machloket Rekila Ihu Bain Hai Lahai Shale Achmidanim Bain Achim Lavihu Marea Dirazain de Karishtadal Lauraita Mikaserazin Aval Marea Elishana Bisha Bilasha We Dehilu Bilibea. The translation. From here forward is the secret of the lips of the letter Pe, which is included in the secret of the letter Samech. Big lips denote a man who spreads malicious gossip without shame or fear. He is a person who causes dissension and slander between one another. That is to say, between man and his neighbor. He is one that sows discord among brethren, and he cannot keep a secret. When he endeavors in the Torah, he can keep hidden secrets, yet he still is a malicious gossiper without any fear in his heart. The pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. Pasuk 116. I will caution you, many beginning students of Kabbalah learn this information and they start to utilize it and make judgments about other people. You're not being taught this information in our generation to judge other people. We do enough of that as it is. You're being given this information to be able to evaluate your own face and hands, to be evaluate who you are so that you can learn what you need to correct. Look in the mirror with this information and judge leniently. Look in the mirror, but do not look at other people with this information to judge them. Pasuk 116. Wasimana da'at pe dekalil bi'at resh v'la'it kalil bi'at sameh Ayu de'ir hazeh de'ihu zaka'a v'la dachil chata'a Ihu v'la ba'ele ishtadla Lavat Reya Begin de Komiloinun Perfuma Vela Begufa. The translation. This sign, the letter Pe, is included in the letter Resh, but not in the letter Sama. Such a one seems to be righteous, but he has no fear of transgressing. One should have no dealings with him, because whatever he does proceeds out of his mouth alone and not from his body. This verse is clear as written. The letters are formed by the resting states of the lips, or the letters are seen by men of wisdom only. Pasuk 117. Shivan Atikin Beatiku Wiladikin Aihu Barnash Maraya Derugzayatir Maraya Is Donalaya Kil Lemis Balmila Mare Delishana Bisha Befarches Ya Vilaki Sufa Kalal Zimnin Ishtadal Baletanuta Hai Ihu Barnash Divaele Itracha Kamineya. Lips that are dry and shriveled and not thinned signify a man with a quick temper. He is malicious. He is intolerant with everything. Openly, he spreads malicious gossip without shame. At times, he is frivolous and scoffs at others. This is a man from whom you must remain at a distance. This pasuk is clear as written. Pasuk 118. Itmale dikneya pesara hahulishana bisha ore aleya pefarchesya late leya kisufa ishtadal bemachloket Atzlach b'mile di almacha me besanu da'ihu koretz b'ena valda itmar he'ez ish rasha b'fanav da'ihu b'razadiat pi bilchodo b'la itkalil biat Samekalal Uzimin Yit Tabar Beat Resh Behayat Resh Yit Kalil. If his beard becomes full, according to evil speech, such a one speaks openly to everyone. He has no shame, and he concerns himself with causing strife. Yet he is successful in worldly matters. He gazes upon his enemies and he winks with his eyes. Concerning him, it is said, a wicked man hardens his face. He stands under the mystery of the letter Pei alone, and when it is not included in the Samach at all, yet at times it is joined to the letter Resh. It is included in this letter Resh. You need to see the comments about the letters above. That's the end of section 9, the end of our class. Does anyone have any questions? Tomorrow is We have three classes. At 7 a.m., we will read Aliyah 1 of Parashat Yitro. We will study Aliyah 1. We'll also continue our study of the Perek Shirah. And I remind you that it's a good thing to say the Parsha of the Mana. We will not have time to do so. Our 11 o'clock class, excuse me, it's 10:30. Our 10:30 class will continue our study of the 10 luminous emanations. And our 3 o'clock class, we will continue our studies of the Psalms. I bid you all Shavuot Tov. Have a beautiful week. Shalom Gadol to everyone.
Shalom Gadol. Thank you, Hanok.
Thank you.
Shalom Gadol.
Thank you. Gadol. Thank you. Thank you, Hanok.
Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you. Shavuot Tov.